A minute's silence there to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Battle of Somme, in which so many soldiers from all around the world lost their lives, and a reminder of what the brave armed forces do. Luke Gale will get us underway. The kick-off towards the far side. It's a high tester for Monaghan, who looks around. That is a great catch. There were hands all over him there, and he comes up with the ball 25 off his own line. Great experience from Monaghan, but he's injured. Well, this doesn't look good, Michael.
No, we can't really afford for our backfield men to go down, especially the experience Monaghan brings. He's so safe under those high balls.
We've only had 4 minutes 21 seconds, and Monaghan has helped to his feet, and he's going off, and he can...
That's a broken arm, that.
Yeah.
Looking at that.
Yeah, you can see he's puffing. Every step he takes, he's having to puff his cheeks out. And we know these boys don't come off lightly. Gets the pass to Dawn, has to jump to catch it, takes it to the line, gives it to Webster, who's in, and Jake Webster's too strong from that close in, and he barges two defenders out of the way. He missed the cup defeat last week, but he's back with a bang, Jake Webster. It's Salford 0, Castleford 4.
His usual stuff there, out the back off a Luke Gale pass, dummies, takes it right into the teeth of the line, feeds Jake Webster, who's just too big and strong for the Salford Edge defenders.
Gale to turn the 4 into 6. Here he comes forward again on that right boot, sends it towards the post. The Salford fans are quiet, and that's because the flags have gone up, and that is a great kick, and that caps off a pretty impressive opening 9 minutes for Castleford here at the AJ Bell Stadium. They lead by 6-0. Logan Tompkins gets it to Louis. Here's Dobson out the back for the fullback O'Brien, who's going to go in. Tackle missed on the line. That's disappointing from Castleford. I think it was Mike McMeekin who couldn't stop the fullback, and Gareth O'Brien scores. Salford 4, Castleford 6.
So we know what Gareth O'Brien's all about, and a lot of work on him, and just to be able to walk through the line like that, way too easy, that one, and the boys won't be too pleased with that.
Here he comes on his way. He's curled it, but just past the far post. Salford 4, Castleford Tigers 6. Well, there's some punches being thrown there. That was a bit offside, wasn't it? It was Mark Flanagan who was involved there. I'm not sure what started that one off, but McShane was tough to put down, and when he went on the floor, for me, Flanagan started hitting him. I didn't see if McShane acted first, Michael, but that was poor. No, he's giving it to Salford. I can't believe that. He's saying that McShane kicked out in the tackle, and it's a penalty 40 metres away. Here's Louis again, little grubber kick, it's not picked up, and Dobson's going to score. Dobson on the end of the kick from Louis, and Castleford, who started off so well, have conceded 2 penalties and conceded 2 tries. It's Salford 8, Castleford 6. O'Brien adds the extras from in front, and it is here on Radio Yorkshire. Salford Red Devils 10, Castleford Tigers 6. Gives it to Gale. Gale out the back now for Dawn. Dawn on the left-hand side, slices through.
Oh, what a pass.
Back on the inside.
Oh, outstanding.
And Webster has scored an unbelievable try. It looked like Webster was going to ground. Somehow he gets the ball away, and Webster has his second try. We're all level. It's Salford 10, Castleford 10.
And I think you could really see the Salford team tiring there. The kick chase wasn't as effective, and then the defence, they just could not get back and get set, and simple in the end, looped on speed.
Well, the skill of the pass. As Gale adds the extras, Castleford are back in front, 12-10.
You start getting it quick, they start having to tighten up, and the space comes out on the edges, and that's where Millington really comes into his own, is able to pick the right pass.
He's passed it and Flynn's lost it, but that was the last tackle. It will be when Castleford make it, but they're going down the sideline. The ball's been dropped by Salford, and that will be the end of the half. And Moores will play the ball now. He's taken a bit of a bang in that tackle. Here now is Millington. Gets it to Gale. Dawn through an alarming gap, and Dawn is going to score.
Try.
Sensational score from Luke Dawn, and that is fullback play of the highest order. The gap was big, but it was the footwork that finished off the fullback O'Brien. And he scores at the side of the post. Great try, and Castleford lead by 6. Gale added the extras. It's Salford 10, Castleford 18. Ball now with Louis. Gets it out wide to O'Brien. They've got men over. Mason Caton-Brown in at the corner. And Salford's first visit down that end of the field has led to points. He's been out injured a long time, but he's on the board tonight for Salford. Salford 14, Castleford 18.
Looked like we kind of had the numbers in the end, and when you're a little bit tight around the ruck, I don't think those boys kind of realise how it affects the outside men.
This looks pretty good. It is pretty good. It's back to 2-point ball game now. Salford 16, Castleford Tigers 18. hang on. There's Louis steps and he's tackled high.
He fell into that tackle.
I agree with you, but it's a penalty right in front of the post, and this is going to be surely kicked. Milner it was with a tackle deemed high.
And 9 minutes to go.
18 points apiece here.
I don't think he's got this.
Oh, yeah. He has. The kick is good. The kick was swirling around. The touch judges ran to the side. I thought he'd missed it. And it went over. 5 minutes left for the Castleford Tigers to save themselves here. They trail by 20 points to 18. Oh, agony. It looked like he'd missed. And he came up with it right when it mattered. Gareth O'Brien. Well, they're giving away a penalty for a high tackle, and that will be it. 10 seconds left.
It's a painful, loss, that, but...
Kicks the goal, and it's good. Salford 22, Castleford 18, having led by 18 points to 10 with 21 minutes left. That is going to be tough to take for Castleford, and it could be an expensive night as well.